K for Kara, Book 14. Am I Fat, Mum? By Kurd Knudsen. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Kara, favourite colour, light blue. Favourite food, lasagna. Favourite school subject, art. Loves to read. Rose, favourite colour, pink. Favourite food, pizza. Favourite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie, favourite colour, yellow. Favourite food, tortillas. Favourite school subject, music. Loves boys. Julie's invite. Kara is sitting in the classroom. It is almost time for lunch. Kara is very hungry, but Julie has something to say to the class before they can eat. Kara knows what it is, and she's already excited. "You're all invited to my birthday on Saturday," Julie says, and stands up. She hands out the invitations in class. Benjamin looks at his invite. "Cool," he says. "We're going to the pool." Julie nods proudly. "Yes, I'm having my birthday at the pool. Isn't that cool?" "Yay," Malou says. "I love to swim." Kara smiles as well. She's a good swimmer. Last Sunday, she went to the pool with her dad. Kara feels butterflies in her stomach when she thinks about it. She almost jumped from the 3-meter springboard. But she would probably not have done it. Her bathing suit was too tight anyway, and her mum promised her a new one. Kara reads the rest of the invite. They are also going to eat pizza and drink soda at the pool. "Can you get something other than pizza?" Rose asks. Julie looks wonderingly at Rose. "Why? Pizza is your favourite food." Rose looks at the table. "Well, it isn't anymore. I only eat healthy food now." "But we're going to eat candy as well," Julie says. "I just don't want to be fat," Rose insists. "You're not fat," Julie says. "That's so nice," Rose says. "But I am a little fat." "No, you're not," Kara says, and looks at her for a long time. Rose is thin. You can see her ribs when she's not wearing a top. "You're the skinniest girl in the class," Julie says. Kara thinks Rose is being a bit mean. Rose is not fat at all. And if Rose is fat, then Kara is gigantic. Besides, pizza is Rose's favourite food. Kara stands up.